Blog Talk Radio.
The Love Reset.
I'm no Galileo, but I know what I find.
Good afternoon and welcome to the 1st of April 2016. It's Budget Wedding NYC for you, and this is the show that gives you hints for successful wedding planning for all, but also success after your marriage too. And all of this is out of my love for weddings and staying married happily, as seen in my book, New York City Budget Weddings, Elegant and Affordable. And that is still available on Amazon, of course, Amazon's Kindle. And that'll be on Kindle at least through the end of April, because I may take it off. What was I going to tell you? Let's see. By the way, this is not the show for fools of any kind. We are getting answers from our guest today about what to do if your man is giving you the blues or leaving you confused. By the way, this is your host, Charlena P.F., and I hope that you're able to get in on the countdown special from last two weeks ago. And also be on the lookout for the bundle and omnibus of wedding books on Amazon by the end of May. And my newest book on releasing weight by the end of this month, I believe. It might be mid-May as well. I'm not sure at this point, but I believe it'll be the end of this month. And I have great news that I have two guest contributors who have written guided meditations for the end of a chapter each. One is The Voice. I call her The Voice. The Voice of Unity, Kathy Threeps Grant. And the other person is Pastoral Care Person for Unity of New York, Reverend Louis Olivieri. And my book's title at this point, the working title, is Spiritual Identity, A New Thought Weight Release. So the next show, I will let you know how and where to purchase it. Now, our guest this evening, and I'm going to let her in on her introduction, but we're not ready. And it is a she. She is an artist, songwriter, singer, as well as a writer of books. And with her new book, The Love Reset, she considers herself the scientist who is in the petri dish of love. The scientist in her decided to do an exploration, put on her research hat while participating in better understanding the opposite sex. Don't we all wish we could do that? Ms. Hall has put into categories what we as women can do so that we can perfect the language of love between man and woman. I believe it was Ms. Hall's goal to translate the differing languages between the sexes and to navigate the dating and relating between the two. These by the way, are not the rules that we will not be discussing lowdown on the game of love and how to play it. The Love Reset guides you calmly on the sometimes treacherous waters of dating and securing your love connection. And ladies, I believe even if you're already married, you should still need to listen in and get the book. Let me reemphasize that, and get the book, because marriage really is just more dating and relating with the same man over and over again. And I don't mean to make it sound like it's boring, because it's not. Letting go of what you attracted you to each other makes for a dull marriage of no longer relating to each other. And you want to keep it fresh and encourage him to do the same for you, and your marriage will be filled with fun, understanding, verve, and excitement throughout the rest of your married lives together. That's what we want. Oh, I don't know if I might be doing that. I apologize. My cheek, when I smile, does all sorts of things to my phone. So anyway, I believe you can still purchase the book, The Love Reset, at http://datingrelating. I'll let our guests tell us more about that, datingrelating.com. And I still believe it's a mere $7, so you can get that. But please welcome my guest this evening, Carla. I'm changing your name, Carla Lynn Hall.
Hi.
Welcome.
Oh, hi. So good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Good. I'm glad you're on board. Thank you. Oh, and I forgot, I need to tell people, if they want to call in, you may call in and ask either one of us, but specifically Carla, questions about dating and relating at 347-996-5829. So, Carla, welcome again. Welcome. So I have a whole list of questions. I've even added questions since the last time I sent you information.
Before we get started, I just want to, can you hear me okay? Like, is my microphone okay?
Perfect.
Can you hear background? Because I'm almost where I need to be, but I'm ready to start.
Okay. All right. Good. Yeah. No, it's fine. I don't hear anything.
I mean, I'm ready.
Anymore.
I'm ready. We can start now. As long as you can hear me, I'm good. As long as everybody can hear
definitely.
Me.
Everybody can hear you. And I think I got rid of the problem that I was having, which was, I was pushing buttons while I was talking, smiling.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. No, your smile. You know what? Smiles do a wonderful thing. And you have such a great smile, Charlena.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Carla. It was funny because I was thinking, well, what is she doing? But it was me. So, anyway, and for some reason, I'm losing my voice. Oh, excuse me one second. Excuse me.
Oh, no.
Okay, so now. So now I have, what do you hope to accomplish with this book?
What do I hope to accomplish with this book? I would say that what I want to accomplish with The Love Reset is to give women just another view of approaching relationships, you know, with their men, and and also realizing that when you have like certain hiccups in a relationship, that you can bounce back from that. That it's not all over just because you've had a bad day, or you know there was like a little fight or something.
I
want to do is give women an opportunity to. The whole point about The Love Reset is to have a new thought. You know, we talk a lot about having a new thought and changing the way you feel about things. So The Love Reset is just giving an opportunity for women to reprogram their minds for love.
Oh,
sorry about
okay.
that.
No, it's okay. Do you think that in terms of the aren't there lots of books already out there that are supposed to be reprogramming women's minds minds or psyche about men's psyche?
Yes, I would say yes. There are additional books, but I think that there's every writer has their own opinion, their own background, and I think my particular book, I think it's helpful for women who are coming maybe from a more spiritual place, or who might be seeking more of a strong center for themselves, like they need to ground themselves. Because, you know, before we can be in a relationship, to be in a true relationship with a partner, we have to really know ourselves and really be good with ourselves. So, mm-hmm. I mean, every book, there's so many relationship books on the market, you're right. But I feel that every person is different, every writer is different, and I feel that I have a particular spin on how women can bounce back from, you know, relationship hiccups and find love.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So what is your particular, you said you have a certain skin in the game. Is that what you meant? And if that is what you meant, what did you mean?
I do have skin in the game, although that wasn't really what I meant. But for me, because I am actively but that's a very good question, because I am actively dating and I'm, you know, in the trenches, so to speak. I have, you know, my own particular perspective. I'm 48 years old, living in New York City, single woman. You know, so I'm going to have, I'm going to be bringing my own sets of my own perspectives and challenges to the mix. And I know that there are a lot of other women who are feeling the same way. And whether you're living in New York City or whether you're living in, you know, Wisconsin, there's so many single women out there who just want to get it right. So I've been able to take both my experiences in the field, should we say, meaning like, you know, my dating experiences, as well as the things that I've been learning, because I've gone really deep to, and I've been studying relationships and, you know, love and dating, like I'm just like from a researcher standpoint, you know, for over 20 years, and it just seems like it was the time to bring that information out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so that's how you came to, through your research, you came to the love reset?
Well, actually,
and did it take 20 years?
Well, what was the last part? Did it take what?
Oh, and did it take 20 years for you to get the love reset?
Oh, what? That's a very good question. I wouldn't say that it took me 20 years, but this is the thing. For the past 3 years or so, I have been a moderator in a dating, like an online forum. And for the past 3 years, I've really been totally focused on other women's relationships, I mean, in addition to my own. And I've been seeing, you know, how women survive and thrive in relationships. And I had started writing the book over a year ago, but around Christmas of last year, December 2015, the group that I'm in, this, you know, the online forum, there were so many engagements that were going on, and but there were also, because you know, Christmas, there's a lot of engagements, as you know, a lot of women were getting engaged, and and on the other hand, a lot of women were breaking up, and I started to notice a pattern, because there was so much happening all at one time. I felt like I had a really clear window into being able to see a pattern, and I realized, wait a second. The women who are now getting engaged and the women who are, you know, moving on to solid relationships, they've had a reset. And the thing is, I didn't invent it. I just noticed it and put a name to it. It's just when it's that point when a woman says, you know what, I am sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I'm going to do something different. But she really makes a choice to do something different. Not like, oh, I'm going to take a break from dating, but to really make that choice to go within, to learn about herself, to do that inner work and to find out what patterns, you know, she might be repeating, or, you know, different the programming or beliefs that might be keeping her from the relationship that she wants. So it's sort of like an aha moment when I realized that there was sort of a procedure or a method that was going on, and I just had to share it.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. Wow, so you brought up a couple of things. One, I wanted to say, you mentioned that I know that women get engaged around Christmas time or around the holidays. I also wanted to state that a lot of times when you get engaged, I'm just out there, you get engaged, a number of your friends will also break up, either in their marriage or people, the women around you that you know will go through a catharsis within their relationship. And then what you said in your answer made me think of going within. Is that when we discover or we're reminded or we meet our goddesses within? Is that how we get to the goddess, why do we as women need to be reminded that we are goddesses? Maybe I'll go into that way.
Well, because it's so easy to forget, you know. I think even as humans, men and women, you know, depending on, you know, whatever your spiritual belief is, you know, no matter, even if you know that there's, you know, if you believe in God, for example, and you know that, oh, you know, God has gotten me through all these different things, these situations, we still forget, you know. And I think everyone has a time when they forget, that they forget that they're goddesses. They forget that they are worthy. And sometimes, like, when a woman or anyone is in the grip of anxiety about a relationship, it's so easy to forget. You know, it's like we forget we're beautiful. We forget that we're smart and intelligent and all these things because we're waiting for this guy to call us back.
Right.
You know what I mean? We're like, oh, my God, this guy didn't call me back. I'm so ugly, you know. I mean, it's sort of
right.
an exaggeration, but, you know, it's sort of like that extreme thinking.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So but now, if we're, while we're thinking that we're goddesses,
mm-hmm.
say we are in a relationship, does that make the man our God? And I'll say that with a small g, not the big D.
Ooh,
g, but the small
hell
g.
To the no. No. No,
so they're not
no man is our God.
Reaction.
No man, no. Every man is just a man. A man
okay.
is a man, and they put their pants on, left foot, well, whichever leg they do, one leg at a time. And
right.
Well, I mean, you see, and that's the other thing. I think men, well, I think sometimes a woman might make a man her God,
mm-hmm.
little g or big g, when she's... Mm-hmm. When she's not giving herself enough love, you know, when she's maybe working on her self-esteem, because you can't put a man above yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you have to, if anything, the man should put the woman on the pedestal, but, you know, that's me.
Uh-huh. Yes. I agree. I am on the pedestal, by the way.
See, of course, and I admire that so much.
Thank you. So now, how do we go about, in your book, The Love Reset? Actually, before we go on, let me just, because it's already been, it's amazing. We only have 12 minutes left. I want you
You're
to.
You're kidding, really?
No. I don't know. And we're only on question 4, which is crazy. I have 20 questions. Anyway.
Well, ask me as many as you can because, like, I have plenty to say.
Okay. Tell us how we can get your book. I don't know that it is still $7. You may have.
Oh, yes. So you can get my new ebook, The Love Reset, at datingrelating.com. And if you just do datingrelating.com, I think that'll be it. You don't have to do necessarily www or HTTP, that business I can never remember. But if you just go datingrelating.com, you should be able to access it. And, yes, it is still $7. So it's really affordable, and it's an ebook, so you can just download it to your computer and enjoy.
Yeah, and enjoy and get the tips you need, so you're no longer in the blues box or confused. Now, what do we need to learn in magnetizing a man to us? What are some things that we can do?
Sure. So the first thing I would say, it all comes down to self-love. You know, it's such a cliche when you hear people say, oh, if you don't love yourself, no one can love you or you can't love anyone else. But it's really true because the thing about dating, it brings up all of our stuff. You know, dating and being in a relationship with an intimate partner, it just can't help but bring up our stuff. And if you don't know how you feel about yourself, really start dating someone, then all of your stuff is going to come up. So one of the things that you need to do, especially if you're really serious about being in a relationship and getting married, is to go within, because you've probably also heard the saying, it's not finding the right person, but being the right person. So it starts, so in order to magnetize a man, you have to have your stuff together. That means you have to have, you know, as much as possible, you know, a life of your own that does not depend on a man or your parents or anything else. You need to know who you are independently of anyone else. You need to know what your purpose is in life and just be able to know who you are by yourself without a man, without a partner. You can get that, and you are and when you create a life of your own that you love, that's just so attractive. It's so attractive. I mean, I'm a musician, among other things, and, you know, I perform, I travel, I meet people, I'm a writer. You know, I have so many things that I'm doing that – you know, that make me attractive because I'm living the life that I love. And I can't help but give off that kind of aura, you know, because I love what I do. So it's kind of like, so start with self. Create a life of your own that you will be excited about whether or not you have a partner, and that's when the partner comes. You have to be totally cool with being alone first. It's ironic or counterintuitive, whatever you want to call it, but it really starts with self.
Okay, so it's a mindfulness of the wonders and wonderfulness of yourself.
Yes. Yes, most definitely, most definitely.
And
just saying, but before we go, I mean, I know we have a little time, but make sure that we have enough time for me to go through the actual goddess, the love reset. Like I'm totally happy to go through the steps during this call. During this show. So let's make sure to leave time for that.
Okay, because that's 15.
I just want to make sure I didn't leave that out.
All right. You know what I would like you to do, rather than go through all of the seven steps, because I'm hoping
I can do a recap.
We'll be able to come back at another time, and then we'll go through all of the rest of them. So I would like it if you would tell us, not the absolute one that you have to do, but tell us the second and third one.
Ooh, that's so good.
Steps.
Okay, one, you're going to laugh at this one. Because there's so much good stuff. Love yourself up is one of the most important ones. Like, love yourself up. Like, when you are going through a hard time and you're, like, asking yourself, you had a fight with your boyfriend, your fiancé, your partner, and your husband.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, we can go on the deep end. You know, I mean, we can go in the deep end. Even if you've been married for 25 years, you might have one of those fights that you're just like, oh, my God, this is it. This is the worst. And a lot of times when we are so focused on that other person, we forget to focus on ourselves. So one of the steps in the love reset is to love yourself up. That's what it's called. And that's just to totally focus on yourself and give yourself self-care, self-celebration, and just kind of remind yourself that you're a beautiful person inside and out. And that could be, it could be doing things like getting a massage, a mani-pedi, but also things like eating good food, getting good sleep, you know, just really making sure that you take care of yourself. Because especially if you've broken up with someone, it's really important to give yourself that love and not just totally focus on that the person and when they're going to call you back. So love yourself up. I say that's one of the most important ones. And then another one, which you might not expect, is the last one, which is sort of like the extra. It's repeat as necessary. I mean, there's a lot of different steps, but repeat as necessary is important, because if you go through the love reset once, you're going to have you can totally get where you want to be, or the person that you are trying to attract can come back into your life, but you're still going to have to repeat it, you know, whether you're married, whether, you know, it's a year from now. We always have to. It's like going to the gym, you know, or no, brushing your teeth. That's even better. You know, do you brush your teeth only once? You say, oh, I brushed my teeth this week. No, you brush your teeth every day, or you bathe every day. So love reset is something that you're going to, it's constant. It is it's just part of a self-care ritual, and it's just sort of something that you can do to get yourself back into the groove of life and not and get you out of anxiety. Because, you know, when we are anxious about a relationship, everything else just falls apart. So this is – so I often say that, you know, we don't always have time to fall apart. You know, I'm 48 now, so if this is the year I'm telling everybody my age. I never used to do that, right? But when I was in my 20s, you know, but like, but seriously, like when we were in our 20s and we were younger, we could feel like, oh my God, he hasn't called. And you might not go to class that day, or you might just mope, or, you know, I'm like, I can't do that now. That's a luxury that I cannot afford. I have people that, you know, depend on me. If I have a fight with a, you know, boyfriend or a partner, I still got to get up and go to work the next day. I still have to go and do my writing. I can't just, you know, fall out. So, you know, I have to get that reset just to kind of, you know, get myself back into the group so I can get stuff done.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. So now we will go through the rest of the steps. And I think I heard you say that you will come back. But we still have
four
more
minutes.
Yes,
I will. Oh, okay.
Yay. Great, great. All right. So, alrighty. So now, a lot of times women think that dating is a race. What are we, why is it we're racing to, do you think?
Oh, that's a very good question. Well, I think some women, like when they're younger, they think that they're racing towards winning before their biological clock runs out. A lot of people feel that. Other women, they might feel like they're in some kind of competition with their friends, sisters, you know, that kind of thing. I often hear of like a, you know, of women who had some kind of like a slumber party promise that they made with their friends that they were going to get married by such and such date or certain age, and they're going to have this wedding and it's going to look like this. And, you know, we make these promises when we're little kids and we don't even think about it, and we don't even know why, because like there's so many. I love men. Men are awesome. I've been married myself, even, you know. But like, if you don't have yourself together, what is the rush? There's no rush, because the thing is, a lot of women also feel that marriage is like the answer to all prayers. And I think that's also a race, because it's kind of like, oh, okay, as soon as I get married, I can get on with the rest of my life. But the thing is, if you don't have yourself together, you're still going to be lonely inside a marriage. Like, if you don't take care of that foundation stuff, a marriage is not a husband. It's not going to make it better. It'll make it worse, actually. So just something to think about.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I have to second that, because I will say that when I was in grade school, I said I was going to get married at, and I think I've told you this before, but I told my home ec teacher I was going to get married at 36, and I knew how many children I was going to have. And my home ec teacher graded me down, because she said that I would not wait that long. And I was
awful. Yeah, like 36. I was like, really? 36? Wow.
Yeah, she said I would be getting married sooner than that, but it was a little later than that, and I think I waited. I think waiting worked out for us, actually. So now, let's see. Oh, we have like 90 seconds or so. But wait.
Oh.
Let's see. I'm going to say. Oh, here's. Would our lives as women be better if we use the Netflix and chill more often?
No. Netflix and chill, that's, cause you know why? Because that whole Netflix and chill thing, as I've learned, it actually kind of started with like the young kids, like the teenagers. Like that was their thing. And then it got up to like the millennials, 20s, 20-something. And, I mean, it's just a way of hanging out. But, you know, people are getting kind of on the online dating front. They were getting really lazy. So I was hearing about all these women who would get asked out for dates that were simply come over to Netflix and chill, which is basically translation, another word for booty call, you know. And it's like, if that's all you want, okay, that's fine. You know, I'm not judging that, but do not, you know, don't expect, you know, the guy who's, don't expect the guy who's going to treat you like that to be your husband later on. You know, he's telling you how he feels. We teach people how to treat us. So if you accept a lot of those Netflix and chill dates, you can't be surprised later on when the guy's like, oh, well, I thought we were just, you know, we were just kicking it. So you have to be careful.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, okay.
Think about the long term. What do you want? You want to get laid or you want to get married? What's the difference?
Right. There you go. Yes. So that is not another form of leaning back. It's just not another term of leaning back at all. All right. So we have had a great time. You were right. And I'm so happy that you're going to come back on and we're going to go through the rest of the love reset. I may not even get through all of the questions even then.
I'm like, it's so short, but I'm like, there's so much more. Like, yeah, definitely. I can't wait to come back and say more.
Okay, terrific, terrific. All right, so we have had Carla Lynn Hall, who is the author of this wonderful book, The Love Reset, and whether you're, again, confused or in the blues with your with the guy you're dating or are about to date or affianced, or you're even married, you need to get this book, The Love Reset. And it's at dating, no and, don't put the and, that's another site, datingrelating.com, and it's still only $7. This is Carlina signing off of Budget Weddings NYC for you. Thank you, Carla, again for being on. Carla Lynn Hall, author of
Thank
The Love
for
Reset.
Having me.
And
thank you for having me.
I hope she'll be back. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.